2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Now we ask you, brothers, with regard to the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together to him, that you be not quickly shaken in mind nor alarmed, neither by a spirit, nor by word, nor by a letter as if by us, to the effect that the day of the Lord has come. Let no one deceive you in any way, because it will not come unless the apostasy comes first, and the man of lawlessness is revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or an object of worship, so that he sits in the temple of God, setting himself forth, saying that he is God. Do you not remember that while I was still with you, I said these things to you? And now you know that which restrains, so that he might be revealed in his own time. For it is the mystery of lawlessness that is now operating, but only until the one now restraining goes out of the way. And then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord Jesus will slay by the breath of his mouth, and bring to nothing by the manifestation of his coming, the coming of whom is according to Satan's operation in all power and signs and wonders of a lie, and in all deceit of unrighteousness among those who are perishing, because they did not receive the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And because of this, God sends to them an operation of error, that they might believe the lie, so that all who have not believed the truth, but have taken pleasure in unrighteousness, might be judged. But we ought to thank God always concerning you, brothers beloved of the Lord, because God chose you from the beginning unto salvation and sanctification of the Spirit, and belief of the truth, to which also he called you through our gospel unto the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brothers, stand firm and hold to the things which were handed down to you and which you were taught, whether by word or by our letter. Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who has loved us and given us eternal comfort and good hope in grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good work and word.